So, what I'd like to do is have a pre-cold open, cold open, and just to let the folks know that the first 10, 15 minutes of the show are on a crappy mic, because was very much aware that something wasn't working and finally figured out what it was, and it was my microphone wasn't registering correctly. So, please ignore the shitty mic for the first 15 minutes of the show, and all will be well after that.
So this has been our longest hiatus ever, 2 weeks.
Well, we had that one hiatus that was like
Well,
6 months.
yes, that was the very beginning. That was the test run. It was like, yeah, well, I got to move to California, so I'll get back to you. But we've been on a roll since then. I think that was what, we were like 10, 15 episodes in when that happened. So we've been on a roll for the last 50, been a year.
Yeah, it has been. Sure doesn't feel like it though. Or maybe it does.
So tons of baseball happening
Yeah.
in the last few weeks, and I'm surprised our headlines list of things isn't even twice the size that it is, but
It was twice the size it is, but I had things on there like MLB draft. Like,
wow,
that's how long it's been
that's
since we
been a
recorded.
while.
Like, their p players have been drafted into baseball and have started playing
Oh,
their
yeah, that
professional
was.
careers. Yeah.
Yeah, that draft happened.
Almost 3 weeks ago.
Yeah, wow. Hey, this is episode 68, the Ross Stripling episode of Foul Territory. I'm John Sumple. He's Jed Rigney.
I am Jed Rigney.
And we might as well just jump into headlines.
When I was a teenager, one of the most hilarious jokes that I thought ever existed was in reference to the number 69 and its sexual connotations. I used to say, well, why don't we do 68? And then the person goes, well, what's 68? And I say, that's where we do 69, but I owe you one.
Right. That's like where you do me and I owe you one.
Yeah.
Yeah. I remember that joke. That was like a
Yeah.
middle school joke.
That was, I'm talking like early teens, like 12,
Yeah.
13, 14. This was like the peak of hilarity. And you could see why I would then go on to become a professional comedy writer.
And it's all because of the plus one.
Yeah, it is because of the plus one. I've been living my life by that mantra. Do you know how many plus ones I owe?
So next week's show is going to be quite interesting. Are we going to be able to get through the show?
I don't know if we're going to record the show, John, because it's been so long between this. I don't know how much longer it's going to be for 69. There's long and 69. I was trying to do a long and 69 thing there. Anyway, all right. I'll do better when we're actually in the 69 episode.
I'm sure you're going to be prepared, right?
Yeah. Maybe instead of a starting nine, I'll do a starting 69.
That's good.
I don't even know what that would be. People named after sexual positions? How many sexual positions are there? Really more
Oh,
than
there's
there's like three or
thousands.
four?
Thousands of them. The wheelbarrow, the reverse cowgirl.
Okay, yeah, fair enough. There's gonna be a nine or ten in
Yeah,
there.
especially when you, what is the Kama Sutra? You get into Kama
Oh,
Sutra, they
also
have
we
the
could do like
ball.
Cleveland Steamer
Oh,
and
jeez.
Roman Helmet and the Tony Danza.
Oh, gee. You're going
Yeah.
deep.
Yeah. Good stuff.
Folks, tune in next week.
I am not going to explain what any of those things are. If anyone wants to know what they are, they need to
You can
look them
look them
up.
up. Yeah, there are some
But
pretty humorous ones out
use the
there for
private
sure.
browsing setting on your.
I think you mentioned Dirty Sanchez earlier,
Yeah,
too.
Dirty Sanchez, yes.
That was before the show started, but.
Yes.
Okay, should we get into some headlines?
Let's do some headlines. Let's talk about some stories that happened in baseball.
So the up and down again Nationals are going for some more relief pitching, picking up Kelvin Herrera.
Yes. And what kind of price difference are we talking about here from a couple years ago when a stud reliever cost Gleyber Torres from the Cubs for Aroldis Chapman and what was it? Clint Frazier for the Indians
Right.
for Andrew Miller. And they, you know, Herrera's not quite those two guys, but he's almost. So they basically just got like three lottery ticket guys at the, what are the top 9, 10, 11 prospects for the Nationals? Like, what happened? What happened to the price of closers?
And the desperation of the Nationals right now to like start trading this early in the trade season.
I love it though. Normally they're trading for garbage relievers, but the last whatever 3 or 4 they've traded for have been really good. Have really made their bullpen better. Mm-hmm. Though I guess trading away Blake Treinen last year, now he's like a great closer for the A's. But like he wasn't doing it with the Nationals. There's something that was off there. So, but they have a really. Really, with Kinsler and Herrera and Doolittle and who's the other guy?
Madsen.
Like, that's a really good bullpen.
It is.
For this team that has a great starting rotation and has just been sort of scuffling offensively, but is still almost back in first place.
And although this isn't on the list, what do you think about Bryce Harper's stock plummeting as a result of his underwhelming season?
Here's the thing, right? He started off like 3 weeks. It was like, you know, oh my God, he's tearing the ball off the cover off the ball, just like I said he would. And I was so like, this guy's going to win the MVP because he wants to be the, you know, he's going to put up all the numbers and he's going to get all the money next year. And then he has just been, I mean,
pedestrian,
a lot of walks. So there's still a lot of value there. So there's, but it does seem like the league has kind of figured out how to pitch around him to minimize his damage.
Yeah, he's still got the power numbers, but he's hitting like .215.
Yeah, he's got the power and he's got the walks, but he just doesn't have the other hits, which is very strange. Like, I don't know if it's just one of those baseball anomalies or if he's injured or whether the pitchers have just sort of, again, they figured him out. He's got 19 home runs. Like, hey, they figured him out. Like, okay, maybe.
Right. Meanwhile, Mike Trout just continues to decimate baseball history.
I mean, he's just awesome.
Yeah. Awesome. Great season.
Leading the league in homers, and it's really, or tied for the league, whatever. Great.
And unfortunately, on another middle-of-the-pack Angels team, when they've had a ton of injuries, their pitching staff is completely decimated.
Yeah, they put like 4 guys on the disabled list last week. Like 4 guys. This is like your fantasy baseball team, John.
Mine, 10. I got 10. Anybody else out there got 10? It's good. It's good to play. I actually was in first place for a day, I think, in the second week of the season, and now
that must have been nice, though.
Treading water.
Those are the memories, John. Those are the memories no one can ever take away.
I'll hang on that. That'll get me back next year.
No matter how last place you wind up in the league.
No, the fire sale started, but then nobody's picked up on the desire for me to get rid of everybody. And my phone has been silent.
Yeah.
No GMs are calling me.
Well, you know, if some of your players came back from injury, then maybe.
Yeah, but maybe I'll creep up into seventh place.
No, I'm just saying maybe someone would want to trade for your players.
Right. I do have some back.
You're not getting to seventh place, Tom. Not out of 12.
No, I'm in 11th. I got a comfortable lead.
Okay. Yeah.
On the bottom.
But that's a whole other thing. No one cares about this. Anyway, so let's talk more about the Nationals. So you have Juan Soto, right, who I've been talking about since at least early last year. Pulled out the DeLorean and cranked it up to 88. I guess that was the exit velocity the launch. No, launch angle. What would that be, like straight up in the air? That probably wouldn't be a home run. Anyway, so technically they suspended a game between the Nationals and the Yankees from May 15th. They finished it on Monday. Juan Soto entered the game, technically, which means he entered the game before he had actually appeared in the big leagues on May 20th.
Did that affect his status?
So he gets the statistics, but no one who owns him in fantasy baseball got those numbers.
Oh.
Yeah, wow. So it was like this sort of just like into the past thing. I think Barry Bonds had done a similar thing where he came into a game that was actually had started before. It's one of those weird baseball anomalies where if a game gets suspended instead of postponed, that you when you finish playing the game, all the statistics count for the day that the game started, which is just odd.
That must be fun for the people running the leagues to have to make sure that all of those statistics are, you know, actually correct.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. And then almost no one had him on their roster on the 15th of May because he wasn't called up from the minors, and no one thought he was getting called up from the minors.
And did you see where that home run landed?
No.
In the back of the second deck.
Oh, I thought you were going to say something like time travel related, like in a time machine.
No, 1955.
It landed in the Enchantment Under the Sea dance.
There you go. There you go. No, it was a blast. It was pretty.
Yeah, good. He's a great, exciting player, and I'm glad they called him up. And I think that more teams should start doing this. When you have a guy who's just hitting the crap out of the ball, just bring him up. The Blue Jays should have done this with Vladimir Guerrero, but they were like, oh, no, let's let him tinker around in Double A. And then he hurt his knee. Like, now you lost him for a month because he hurt his knee.
Okay, we just realized had some major technical difficulties, but we're now back with clean mics for your listening pleasure.
The cleanest of mics for our listeners, John.
So apologies for the technical issues. 2 weeks off means we've completely forgot, or I completely forgot how to use the whole technology, the angle here, which is...
The royal we.
The royal we, yes, yeah. So we were talking about baseball somewhere in here, weren't we?
I think we were talking about Bryce Harper, right? And his struggles.
Yes, Bryce is struggling.
His comp, if you will.
Everybody loves a Hitler reference.
Look, everyone does, man.
Oh, boy. Hitler and baseball. There's got to be a meme in there somewhere.
That's terrible. Oof. Just for the record, Hitler was bad.
He was extremely bad. Not a fan.
Yeah. That's the official position of the show.
Yes, and we'll stick to that. Otherwise, we would lose our sponsorship at Snapple.
Oh, you know what? That brings up an interesting point. We have broken our contract with Snapple.
Uh-oh.
We have ended the relationship.
Did we pick up something in its place?
We have found out that Snapple has as much sugar in it as Coca-Cola.
Ooh.
And actually, because the bottles are bigger than a can of Coca-Cola, more sugar.
Oh, that's not good.
Oh, no, John. The tears I cried. The tears I cried for my Snapple, my sweet, sweet peach iced tea Snapple. More sugar than a Coca-Cola.
Wow.
They can't be our sponsors, John.
That's disheartening.
No, it's awful.
That's disheartening.
What am I supposed to drink? I drank Snapple because I was like, well, I don't want to have like a soda, you know? Like, I just want to have like a nice flavor that I see. Too much flavor, apparently. Sugar flavor.
That's horrid. Horrid. And I'm kind of like doing the sugar-free thing myself.
Yeah. Of course, you have to be careful with sugar-free with like the stuff that's
sugar-free.
Oh, no,
sugar-free. I mean sugar. Yeah. I've eliminated sugar from my diet.
Right, that's what I thought you meant, but I wanted to go the other way with the sugar-free thing. You have to be careful what kind of sugar-free that you're drinking. Like, is it the stevia stuff, which is kind of fine, but is it the aspartame, which converts into formaldehyde inside your body and leads to brain problems? I don't know. Which one is it?
I'm avoiding all of it.
You should.
I'm going clean. I'm clean.
That's good. Because when you go to Mexico and other parts of the world, you're not going to have any.
That's true.
You know what you're going to have to sweeten your food? A hot chili. That's it. And plantains.
Plantains and, I can't do.
P-L-A-I-N-T-A-I-N-S. It's like that song. But I
what song is that?
It's Bananas.
Oh, okay.
Gotcha. I was trying to do like Bananas, but with plantains.
The shit is plantains?
Yes.
That's good comedy.
See?
No, actually, non sequitur here. I have lost 20 pounds in the last month and a half, 2 months.
Whoa.
Just by eliminating sugar.
Sugar is the worst, John.
It's the worst. It's evil.
Yeah.
And one of the things that I had learned was that you equate sugar with smoking cigarettes.
What?
And if you look at it from that way, no, it's that it's not good for you.
Oh, okay.
So mentally you can go like, well, yeah, smoking, I wouldn't.
John, how are you smoking sugar?
I can heat it up.
How does that even work? No, I was devastated about the Snapple news. So we'll find That's a awful. New unofficial non-sponsor.
So do we need to go and strike Snapple from all of our other previous episodes?
No, I think we could. You know, that's an older time. It's the times change, and it's just like these people get all weird about movies. Like, oh, can you believe the misogyny in that movie? Like, yeah, I can believe it because back then it was kind of cool to be misogynist. Yeah, I was like, yeah, whatever.
Right, everybody, nobody was bothered by it.
Yeah.
In an un-PC world, everything's fine.
Yeah, you can't go back through every movie and take out the R word. Like, everyone used to say, look, and I'm not saying, obviously, it's become very derogatory now, but you can't just say, like, oh, well, that never happened. Like, it happened. You can't take the N-word out of great works of fiction, like Huckleberry Finn. It's part of right. the thing, but you just have to read it with the context of, like, this was the thing at the time.
Yeah, I'm with you on that.
Yeah.
We live in a PC world. It's evolved. We're a highly sensitive society.
Yes.
And I think that's primarily in the U.S.
But, yes.
You know,
with like
okay.
moving goalposts of like what is and isn't acceptable. And then like, oh, what? Right. But these two things actually contradict each other. Doesn't matter. You're wrong.
Oh, right.
Okay.
And someone on social media will let you
yes.
know.
How dare you?
So let's get back to some baseball.
No, John, I refuse.
What's I can tell that you're drinking something. It can't be Snapple.
You know what? I have my mic a little bit too. It's just a coffee.
Oh, just a coffee.
It's a coffee that I've not spilled everywhere. I'm spilling the delicious
oh,
flavor
right.
into my
Correct.
Mouth. Yeah, the last
episode.
Yeah.
Coffee fiasco.
I had three people reach out to me with notes of sympathy about that. By the way.
Oh, that's good.
It's very funny.
That's good.
I got the first one.
Yeah.
I was like, oh, that's kind of cool. Thanks. And then like two other
Thanks,
people.
Fans.
Like two other people were like, hey, man, I've been there. Like, oh, wow, okay. So maybe that's what our podcast should be about. Baseball and spilled coffee.
Another non sequitur here. I love when you engage with people on social media that send nasty comments to the memes.
Oh, yeah.
And it's usually just a poke at them, and they it's like you hit the hornet's nest with a stick,
yeah,
just for fun.
It's pretty great
because everybody gets all riled up
yeah.
because they can, because it's social media and you can yell and scream for hours if you want.
Yeah, it's infinite.
It is. So Bryce Harper shaves his beard.
Yes. So he's trying to bust his
slumpish
slump
ways.
Yeah.
So what did he do? Shave it completely?
Yeah,
he's
a clean-shaven dude. I think he's a better-looking guy with the beard. He's one of those guys. I was watching Queer Eye. Are you watching the new Queer Eye?
I have not. I have not seen it.
Season one, I thought, was actually exceptional.
There's more than one season
And
already?
Season two, yeah, it's like eight wow. episodes, right? Season two, plus it's Netflix. Like, they just release on their own schedule. They're not following the normal conventions, and they're making $1 billion, so who are we to judge?
Right.
Season two, a little too much on the, like, let's try to change people's, you know, let's try to make social change. Like, what I want to watch is five gay guys
Excuse me?
Showing people. Well, I just put a little pause there for people to finish that sentence in their head for them. Five gay guys showing people how to straighten out their lives, their wardrobe, their eating habits. That's a simplicity. You change people on a one-on-one basis, not on a, like, let's make a whole show about preachy. A little too preachy, season two. But I will say they do a great job in turning schlubs into studs.
Wow, maybe I should go on that show.
Look, I'm telling you, I watch a show and I'm like, look at the way this person's dressed. Look at this loser. And then I'm like, wait a minute. The guy's wearing the exact same outfit I'm wearing as I'm watching the show. Like, why doesn't that guy ever shave? And then I'm like, oh, I haven't shaved in 8 days. Okay, well,
right.
Fair enough.
Right.
But they had one miss where they took a guy. That guy had a big old mountain man beard, and they shaved it all the way off. And I'm telling you, it didn't look good. And you could see it in his eyes, the guy who had his facial hair shaved off. He had been wronged.
Oh, that's too bad.
Sorry. Back to baseball. Bryce
Good
Harper shaved off
back.
His beard. It does grow
Shave
back. And beard. I'm telling you, the guy was like counting the minutes.
Well, Bryce Harper has one of those beards that he could have it grown back in about a week.
Yeah, it's not like a full, like, Sean Doolittle beard.
Right. It's one of those dense, well-groomed,
yeah,
manly man beards. Not one of those lumber sexual beards.
Right. Is that a thing? Lumber sexual?
It is. Out here, sure. Fantastic. Lumber sexuals all over Seattle. It's people wearing very plaid excited shirts about this. With the short hair and the long beards. Yeah, lumber sexuals.
Yeah, look, I just get too itchy with the beard, so I can't really, I can't do it.
I keep mine closely cropped.
Yeah, I'm too, that's work.
I'm too lazy to shave. No, I'm too, I just take that, I take that razor out, set it, put it on setting three.
Nice.
Zip, done in five nice. Minutes, the whole grooming experience. Nice. So yeah, I'm a candidate for that show.
You're definitely a candidate.
I'm a walking candidate for the show. Okay, let's see. So Mike Socia denies rumors, Showtime Ohtani needs TJ surgery.
Right. Okay. So this story has evolved very much while we were away, right? So first of all, mm-hmm. they were saying it was a big blister for Ohtani. Then they were
on
saying
his elbow?
No, on his hand. Then they were saying his elbow. I mean, there may be a blister on his elbow as well, but they were saying that it was a sprain. And then they're saying mm-hmm. like, oh no, it's this injury that it's a strain or whatever, not a sprain, but it's a grade 2 strain. Like, oh, so now it's more than one of the grade 1 strain. And then the rumors started coming out that he needs season-ending Tommy John surgery. And not only would it be season-ending, but basically that puts him into next season to be able to pitch. And then there was a right. the question of, like, well, when would he start hitting if he got Tommy John surgery? Oh, would that be start the season that way? Da-da-da-da-da. And now, but then Mike Socia is saying, like, oh, well, that's not the case. We're going to wait and see, and we're going to let the blah, 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 which sounds a lot to me like we're kind of at that point of the season where it doesn't really matter whether he gets it now or in a month. So, but he's going to get Tommy John surgery, which is really terrible because this guy was so excited.
So you're in the camp that he is going to get it.
Oh, yeah, he's definitely getting it.
Okay.
I mean, that was one of the things when he was being shopped around that it
right,
was kind of like,
some concern.
Yeah, it's like Tanaka. Tanaka's like, one, you know, bad pitch away from needing Tommy John surgery.
Speaking of Tanaka, he pulls both of his hamstrings running from third to home.
Yes.
Mildly?
Yes.
How do you do that?
Here's the thing. We need the designated hitter in both leagues.
Right. That's a case for it right there.
Like, we don't need pitchers to run the bases. It's not the elevated level of the sport. This isn't a beer
league. There's been more. It's percolating back up again.
Yeah. Yeah, so you get a couple more of those injuries. You get the Brewers, you know, are on board. They lost 3 pitchers last year to base running and hitting stuff. Mm-hmm. Sliding. Was it Jimmy Nelson, right? Slid into second.
Yeah. Yeah. So we'll open up 15 more spots for DHs, full-time DHs,
hey,
which would be a good thing.
Great. Great for the union. What's the problem?
Yeah. They're asking for. I think that, you know, the old school managers and stuff. And there is a certain elegance to the non DH. Just play. It's a whole different game, you know, from a strategic perspective. But if you're a casual fan, you have no idea what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
But yeah. We'll get there.
Here's the thing: they should be appealing to younger people, and I don't think that elegance and that
doesn't appeal.
It slows the game down. Like, no one cares.
Right.
No one cares about a double switch.
Pinball baseball.
And I'm going to be honest with you. I watch a lot of these managers out here don't know when to change pitchers out. I see a lot of guys this year getting blown up when it's like, dude, he clearly does not have it anymore. How am I able to see that? I don't even track these guys.
Right.
Like, when the pitcher's pitch loses speed, loses motion,
and the batter's seen him for the third, fourth time.
Exactly. You should already have a reliever up.
Right.
Oh, no. Well, let's see if he can just get through these next couple batters. That will give him a quality start. Who cares?
Right, right.
Bring in the reliever, man. How about we get a win?
Isn't that the trend in baseball anyway? Middle relieving is important?
That's the other thing. It's like, now that's the hip thing to do. So let's do that, sir. But then you get guys like Matheny, whatever, right? And he'll just leave someone in there because it's like, hey, I used to play the game, and when we played, we toughed it out. Like, no, you didn't. You got pulled if you weren't doing well. What are you talking about?
And then you have Gabe Kapler, who uses his entire staff in a game.
I am so confused by Gabe Kapler and what he's – and, like, it's like, oh, and all the relievers are performing oddly. Like, yeah, you want to know why? Because relievers need the structure of knowing when right. they're going to come into the game and not right. just have it be some, like, random thing where he pulls a name out of a hat. They're human beings, right? This isn't like a simulated this isn't a simulation. I mean, the whole universe might be a simulation, but that's a conversation for another time. But this is not a simulated game. People are like, well, am I the closer or is he the closer? Like, as soon as they started saying that Hector Neris was like, no, it's going to be kind of a bullpen by committee. Hector Neris went from being a very good closer to being trash.
AAA now.
Did they send him down?
Yep.
Oh, perfect. Perfect. Good Another times. Primo acquisition by Jed Rigney's fantasy baseball team. But
I believe so. I believe they did.
Yeah. It's been so sad to, because, like, no one knows what's happening. And even the players have been kind of like, you know, I kind of don't really know what's happening.
But despite all that, the Phillies are still in play for a wild card.
Yeah. They're still hanging in there. I mean, the pitching has been a real surprise. What's that guy, Pivetta?
Mm-hmm.
Not very nice. Arrieta's been good. Yeah, good. It's a good team. It's just this bullpen is, and he's going to drive everyone crazy with that handling. But hey, who am I to judge?
Okay, so what do we got? Speaking of injuries,
definitely out for the season.
Definitely out for the season. The once Royal, not Royal player, Royals player, but once Royal, Miguel Cabrera has become, we've used the word once already, pedestrian.
Yeah.
Although he was having a decent start
to the
year.
Yeah, it was solid.
But the power numbers are gone. But, you know, yeah. his on-base percentage and he's hitting for average, which yeah. is what he did for the longest time.
Yeah.
But oh, how the mighty have fallen.
Yeah.
It seems like just yesterday in 2003, he came up as a lithe, svelte 18, 19-year-old and with the Marlins and helped them win a World Series. Oh, those days are far, far away.
Yeah. So he ruptured his bicep while he was swinging a bat.
That's never a good thing.
Look, it's not really surprising for me for Miguel Cabrera to be involved with some sort of meat that falls off the bone. It's just, I'm surprised that it's his meat that's fallen off the bone, I guess.
Yeah, it's
look, not all these jokes sign. Are amazing, listeners, all right? Sometimes like I'm just making this stuff off the top me. Of my head. Sometimes it's funny and sometimes it's not funny.
I would say you're in the 80-plus range on success. So
okay.
You have nothing to worry about. You're okay. good. You're good in my eyes.
I mean, it sounded like, if you listen to the concept, it sounds like a funny concept. It just, when the words come out, it's a little like, wait, what? And then also bone means penis. So, like, what does that mean? 69.
So, but the thing about that, though, this is, on the spot. It's not like this is written down.
Right.
On the fly.
That's what I'm saying.
Spontaneous humor.
I don't write this stuff down. When we first started off, I tried doing that, but then I was like, ugh, so much work. Like, oh, what if I came up with a joke for each of these? And like, no.
Yeah, that's too much. Yeah. You did that. You'll do that if it lends itself to it.
Yeah.
Yeah, and I can always tell the ones that that you're trying to make me look foolish.
Well, that's a whole other kind of joke. That's performance art.
That's good, though. And I don't stumble on those things, the name pronunciations and stuff like that, intentionally. Yeah. Or the ones where you put it on there, like, yeah, I really don't want to talk about that. Yes. Let's move on. So more injury news. Cubs closer Brandon Morrow says his back injury is a result of taking off his pants. Yeah.
All I can say is I know exactly where this guy is coming from. This is why I wear shorts.
That whole stumbling thing where you get your foot caught. And
right? Like, what is he, in a romantic comedy?
And he falls down.
Except in his hotel room, trying to make it with his special lady friend.
And his pants are stuck around his ankle, and he's pushing it off, and he loses his balance and falls down the stairs. Yeah, that could happen.
Yeah. It's Brandon Morrow's romantic comedy.
I don't think I would admit that, though. You know?
Yeah.
My pants fell off because... Or my pants fell off. My back is hurt because I was having trouble with my pants.
Yeah, say you were lifting your luggage.
Yeah, something like that.
Or say it was upstairs. Like I was doing a crazy sex move.
Right, that would be cool.
Yeah, like I was doing a 68.
Speaking of crazy moves, did you see what happened to Hunter Strickland on Monday night?
Yes.
That was it. But his apology on social media was very heartfelt.
I didn't see the apology.
It was very long, very remorseful. Kind of goes from my apologies to the organization, to the fans, to my teammates, to I know this makes me look foolish and I have to do a deep dive into my psyche and figure out why I responded this ways, and trust me, I'll do the work. It's like, whoa, dude, you're not on the couch right now.
Wow.
But it was pretty deep.
Guy's on trial.
He is.
He's in the sequel to Defending Your Life. You ever see that movie?
I have not.
It's a solid movie. It's was it not Mel Brooks, the other guy?
Oh no, I did. Albert Brooks.
Albert Brooks,
Meryl Streep.
Yeah.
Right?
Solid movie.
I did see that. Yeah. Solid movie. He's great. Love Albert Brooks.
So Hunter Strickland was defending his life.
It was. It was good.
I shouldn't have married that girl. I'm sorry I didn't keep up on alimony payments.
Okay, moving on. Here's one that lends itself to humor.
Yeah.
I just love how major league teams come up with these oddball names for their minor league affiliations. So the Yankees affiliate, do you know what league this is in?
I think it's Staten Island, right? So I think that's like rookie ball or something like that. It's not a full season league.
Okay. But their name is going to be the Pizza Rats. Is it the Staten Island Pizza Rats?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. Named after the YouTube sensation, Rat, carrying a pizza in New York City.
Are they going to try to hunt that rat down and make him the mascot?
Well, you know, they're trying to hunt down rats in New York as we speak. Like, that's the whole thing. There's a kind of a rat problem. There's a homeless problem and a rat problem. They're not trying to hunt down the homeless. This isn't Detroit. But they are trying to hunt down the rats. And also the subways don't work, which is awesome.
It's because of all the rats.
It could be. It could be all the rats down there just like tying up the lines.
Yeah, the rats in New York are bigger than I think anywhere else.
Yeah.
I've never seen rats as big as I've seen the ones in New York. And now, isn't there that whole thing that they call that there's this myth about squats, squirrels mating with rats, and they're like squirrel rats with bushy tails?
I've not heard that one.
Look it up. Okay. Squats.
Sounds like a South Park thing, but okay.
Let's see. So another interesting story. We've got a bunch of interesting stories.
Yeah.
Anibal Sanchez has over $100,000 stolen while he's pitching. Was this in his locker, at his house?
So he's in L.A., he's pitching for the Braves against the Dodgers. Leaves a bunch of stuff in his hotel room, watches, jewelry. Why that much? And why leave it in your hotel room? I don't know. And how someone knew to break in and blah, 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 blah. All mysterious. But yeah, he had $100,000 worth of watches and jewelry stolen from his hotel room.
Jeez. Who carries around that much?
That feels like an inside job to some degree, right? Like,
yeah, there's a lot of bling. Who's carrying $100,000 of bling?
Exactly. Wonder if he did it as like an insurance scam. Anibal Sanchez, insurance scammer. Allegedly.
Snapple.
Brought to you by Snapple. Totally full of sugar.
Sugary delight. It's sugarlicious. Okay, so this is interesting news, and I'm all for this.
Nope.
This next thing. I know you're not.
John, don't shut your mouth.
I am old school.
You shut your mouth.
I'm going to go kicking and screaming. But Major League Baseball may regulate defensive shifts, like what, how many you can have during a game? Or how far a player can move? They're going to put lines on the outfield.
One of the brilliant ideas from Manfred here. Brilliant. And by brilliant, I mean unbrilliant. They're talking about regulating defensive shifts. So it'll probably be something like you can't have a certain number of people over to the certain side of the field or whatever. I'm just saying, look, you're talking about old school. They did defensive shifts on Ted Williams. Ted Williams, back in the 40s. That's old school. What? How much older school do you want to do than that? John, yeah, I'm asking you a question.
It just looks like, softball to me when that shifts around.
Yeah, but like if Joey Gallo can't hit the ball on the left side and they decide to put four outfielders out there.
Like, I agree with that. That part of it I do agree with. I do not understand why players, you know, so they're willing to go and work on launch angles, but they're not willing to take a pitch to the opposite field or to bunt. I don't understand
that. Exactly.
Because it's not glorious.
Exactly. So it's like, oh, I'm conceding to them. But I hate to break it to you, bro. Everyone's conceding to everyone. Like, that's why you do film study.
Right. So you see what the pitcher's weaknesses are. Everybody becomes more diversified as the game progresses.
Right.
Which the only way to get rid of the shift is to start hitting the opposite way.
Right. Exactly.
So that's the solution.
That's exactly it.
Yeah. So I'm from that point of view, that's where I would sit. Is like, let the players change the game, not the rules. I don't necessarily agree. I don't necessarily agree with regulating. I'm not a huge fan of the shift.
I'm not a big fan of it. But I understand it strategically, like it's a strategery.
Yes, it is.
If it's going to help your team win, then what else can't you do?
Yeah, and I guess I'll have to retract that, because when you look at all the other micro analytics that they're now using, they're using them, and players are starting to understand them. Although there were quite a few players that when MLB Network did their 30 clubs in 30 days. Majority of the players that they talked to were like, I don't pay attention to advanced metrics, which what's that guy's? Brian Kenny was going ballistic.
Right.
He couldn't believe that so many players.
But here's the thing. Don't pay attention to it, but their coaches and their managers do.
And the GMs do. The money guys do.
They're the ones that come in and say, you need to get a little bit more blank and a blank, and you need more of this and that. I'm just saying, the defensive shift helps you to win games. You can't say you can't do the shift anymore. All you can do is encourage players to go against it.
Mm-hmm. No, I agree with that.
But and then there's going to be another thing. Like, next thing you know, you're going to say, like, oh, now you can't take steroids. That's against the rules.
Well, you're going to have players standing on their shoulders because players have figured to loop the ball, how to loop the ball over a shift.
Yeah, they're going to oh, yeah, like, I can't use this drone to catch fly balls anymore. You're going to say stuff like, oh, I can't use this pine tar that I just happened to have on my sleeve because I wiped it there earlier. Oops, I thought it was a booger.
Moving on.
Okay.
Yankees are threatening to boycott ESPN because of a schedule dispute. Did this already occur, or is it an upcoming thing?
Is this upcoming, or is it? Yeah, I think it's upcoming, right? They have like a weird thing where they have like a Sunday game and then a Monday doubleheader.
Oof. Or did they just do that? That was just ESPN, this Monday.
They had that on Monday, but I think it's July. I'm pretty sure it was a July game. So what they did was ESPN wanted to push the Sunday game to 5:00. Or 8:00 Eastern. And so then basically they would have to play the three games in like a 26-hour period. And one of the games being in Toronto, which is the hardest city to get out of because of customs and all that stuff.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's tough.
So they threatened to boycott ESPN reporters.
Ooh,
Aaron Boone, of all people.
He used to be ESPN. He's stuck in the middle, though.
Yeah.
I'm sure Boone, he's not sitting there in the manager's room going, we got to take care of those ruffians at ESPN.
Yeah. He's more like, hey, Giancarlo, you want another back rub? Hey, Aaron Judge, can I get you a soda?
Yeah, buddies. Sugar-free?
Yeah, sugar-free. But not aspartame.
No, that's bad for you.
Yeah, it's a little weird, but it's a little weird that ESPN would want to do that in the first place, and then it's a little weird for them to threaten to boycott. Like, really, can we have enough with the boycotts? Everyone's boycotting everything. Like, please, can we just calm down? Have a conversation? Yeah. John, I'm boycotting you because your computer had problems, so I'm going to boycott you. You know,
everybody.
The truth is,
everybody.
Listeners, the truth is, the reason why we haven't done a podcast in 3 weeks, we were boycotting the listeners.
Yeah. Yeah. We needed some time away.
So you're
they
welcome.
Were they weren't listening. this next story seems to be a little bit premature. Nike to become an MLB uniform supplier in 2120.
Oh, you know what? Really, John? Let's laugh about the typos. Okay. You know what kills on radio is typo jokes.
Oh, it does? I've never heard a typo joke.
The second rule of comedy, the first rule of comedy, I can't even get into right now because it's very long and it has lots of typos.
Comedy has rules?
Oh, yeah. There's all kinds of rules.
I didn't know.
Yeah,
that.
You should know these things. Like you should know that you're not allowed to make jokes about things.
Send me the book.
Yeah, someone I saw someone the other day came up with a new rule that you can't do self-deprecating jokes. Those are now against the rules.
Is that a new rule?
That's a new rule. To which I thought, do I look like the kind of idiot that would do that?
You didn't write that one down, did you?
I did not write that one down. That was just off the top of my head. That was pretty good.
I set you up for that one.
That was pretty good.
Set you up for that one.
Yeah, that was pretty good.
Yeah, that was my intent.
Second rule is visual jokes are great when you can't see the visual. Okay. Like if you're on the radio, if you want to show someone a chart that's hilarious, people love that. And if you want to talk about typos, people love it.
Said with tongue firmly planted in cheek.
Yes. So I correct the thing, John, and I'm not going to correct it on the thing. You'll have to correct it if you want to correct it for the...
Oh, I know. It just threw me completely.
2020.
I lost my train of thought. 2020. So Nike is going to turn baseball into a clown show.
Baseball is a
uniforms.
Clown show. I don't know. Is it going to be clown shows? Is that...
Well, is Nike doing the uniforms for the Diamondbacks?
Oh, I don't know.
I think they are.
I don't think they're going to design anything. I think they're just going to supply the uniforms.
Oh, no. Because look what they did with the NFL.
What did they do with the NFL?
They changed the uniforms. Stylings of the uniforms.
I don't think... Yeah, I think those are not necessarily connected. I think it's like you know what? Maybe it's going to be like the baseballs, where they took it to a new place to manufacture, and then the balls got a little bouncier. Yeah. Maybe the uniforms are going to get bouncier.
Yeah, just whatever they do, do not have it for that, you know, colorful fan celebration day.
Color rush.
Whatever it is. Ugh.
Yeah.
Hate those uniforms.
Yeah.
And what is it with every uniform? Every, like, holiday now has its own uniform.
I think it's the best.
What's up with that?
I think more uniforms that you can put out there, the better. It's awful, John. Obviously, it's terrible. You should have a home jersey, an away jersey, and an alternate. That's it.
Right. I agree with that.
That's
we don't
it.
Need
That's
pink
it.
And blue, yeah. Powder blue.
Yeah.
Pink thing I can get, but the powder blue thing.
Wait, I'm sorry. The pink thing you can what?
I understand the pink thing
on
mothers.
I don't understand.
Not everybody using pink, like maybe a pink bat or pink glove, batting glove.
Yeah.
Not pink shoes, not pink hats, not pink everything.
Right. Okay. Fair enough.
It's the powder blue just for Father's Day. It's just not. Doesn't work.
Is
for
powder
me.
Blue really a father's color?
No, it's not. That's why I hate it.
I feel like mahogany color.
Yeah.
Is like
something,
a father's color.
Yeah. Something like a
charcoal.
Yeah, like you would see in a club, a hunt club colors, you know, something manly.
Yes, wood
plaid.
Paneling.
Plaid
it was
would
like
be
a
better.
Wood paneling pattern.
That would be good. That would be awesome. Paneling would be outstanding. Or a burgundy leather would be nice too.
Yeah, or lumber sexual.
Cordovan leather. Yeah. Well, we're going to change the game. Well, maybe Nike will too. We'll see.
Yeah.
So what's Joe Torre up to now? I don't understand this story here.
So
what's he doing?
MLB, because obviously the gambling, right? The gambling is approved, and so they're the gambling on sports is approved. So Joe Torre was sent to Albany, and I figured this is real smart by MLB because like Joe Torre, New York legend, right? Manager of the Yankees. I don't know if you remember.
I do.
Anyway, basically, they sent him up to Albany to make sure that MLB gets a slice of the gambling cut. Because that's like the reason why the leagues are behind it. It's like, okay, good. People are going to bet. Fine. We want a piece. So how big is the piece? Well, Joe Torre's going to go get as big a piece as he can get.
Go, Joe, go.
Yes. So in a way, MLB is calling Joe Torre in as a reliever.
Yeah, yeah.
And we can only hope
the money's are
that they don't overuse him like Joe Torre used to.
Right. He could be going for Tommy John surgery.
What was that one guy who was on the Yankees and Joe Torre just ground him into dust and he left and went to the Dodgers? And then Joe Torre went to manage the Dodgers and they just ground him into dust again.
He had a vendetta against this guy?
No, he just like kept, he just overused him. He just liked going to this guy. Like Joe Torre was like, he's pitched 3 days in a row. What's four then? Who cares?
Mm-hmm.
If you can pitch three, you can pitch four. Hello.
Why not? What's another day?
Yeah. Joe's like, I'm managing every day. You don't see me complaining.
Yeah. He puts the uniform on. Looks good in the dugout. Nothing's better than a bunch of old white fat guys sitting in the dugout wearing uniforms.
It's the best.
It's the best.
Yeah. It's a good look.
So the next story, it started percolating, I think, over the weekend. And I think there is an explanation for it. The MLB attendance heading for its first decline in 15 years. It will be interesting to see what happens in the second half of the season. Two right. major things. One, the weather.
Okay.
Not a good start to the season.
It's been a terrible start for the season weather-wise.
Yeah. Half of the league is going to finish with 100 losses, it seems. So that could have a little bit to do with it.
Is
that the teams are, there's like, eight good teams and everybody else is pretty bad.
Yeah, it's surprising how, I don't want to say they're tanking because they're not tanking. They're out there trying to win, right? But they're under prepared or understaffed or whatever, and there's just a lot of bad teams in the league right now.
Yeah, playing for 500 isn't going to fill the seats up,
and it isn't. And it's the right thing to do, but it's unfortunate when there's so many teams that are doing that at the same time.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it is.
You know, when it was just the Astros and kind of the Cubs doing it, it was like, well, it's a couple of teams, and everyone else still thinks they have a shot, but. As the general managers are getting smarter, like, well, wait a minute, maybe we don't actually have a shot here. Then, like, why burn everything? Why spend money? And I still don't understand the Orioles. Why did they sign Alex Cobb?
Mm-hmm.
4 years, right. $50 million for Alex Cobb. And he's been awful.
Well, they wanted to
going
pack
nowhere.
The seats.
But you're going to pack the seats with Alex Cobb. Exactly.
Yeah, not wise, not wise.
And didn't they give up a draft pick for him too? They gave up a draft pick for Alex Cobb.
Yeah, there's going to be an overhaul there, I think. As long as
Baltimore,
Angelos.
Oh, Angelos is the worst.
Owns the team.
I feel bad for Orioles fans. Angelos is the worst. Is he the worst?
He's the new.
Because the Rockies owners are pretty terrible, but at least they are spending money and.
Well, they're not intentionally terrible. They're just, I think, have more of a casual approach.
Yeah.
They're not mean or stupid. They're
they're
kind
of
like...
What, the owners of the Rockies are the ones that openly blame the Rockies fans for their failures.
That was a couple of years ago. I remember that, yeah. Not Paul Manafort, but...
wouldn't it be great if it was, though? Come on.
Isn't Manafort the name?
Of course.
One or the other.
Of course he was not involved with the Rockies. They're not Russian.
Maybe that's the problem.
Did Manafort call you and try to get you to change your testimony as well? What a circus. So amazing.
It's so much. One of the things that I have done over the last few weeks, and we're kind of bleeding over into extra innings type of subjects, but the cable news, I've pretty much stopped watching. I can't do it anymore. So I'm done with thee.
Yeah, it's hard, man. I try to tune it out, you know.
Yeah, I have, especially being gone for 2 weeks. I didn't watch any TV at all, except for a few things here and there. Sports related, but no news. Just done.
I don't remember the last time I actually watched a news program. I got to be going on a year. Like, it's just been so difficult because it's so biased each way. You know, like, they come on and they list like three or four facts usually. And this is Fox News and CNN and whatever. I'm not talking like, oh, Fox is here. It's so hilarious to hear like people speaking out against Fox. But it's like, you guys, CNN is doing the exact same thing. They're doing the exact same thing and pretending like they aren't.
Aren't right. They roll their eyes on camera.
Right.
You know, it's just kind of like, really? So what does that make? Does that make you a legitimate reporter, newscaster, if you're like, making jokes and rolling your eyes?
Let's
and,
dial back the editorial here, people. Just present the facts.
That doesn't exist.
And let's not leave out the inconvenient facts. Because like, these are all the people who championed that inconvenient truth film, which, by the way, has some inconvenient untruths in it. But yet they're like, oh, well, we don't want to list that fact because it doesn't help.
Right. Tell our story.
You got to just tell all the data. You're not trying to convince people of things. You're trying to inform people. But no, you get more clicks when you make it more skewed. And they're both sides are doing it. It's just repulsive.
Yeah. News is all about, it's a revenue thing. It's not. And 60 Minutes is to blame. Back in the late 60s, when 60 Minutes came around, they turned news into advertising revenue. Because it was a show, and that changed the game. Slowly but surely changed the game. Yeah. That's a whole nother podcast. So for our last headline of the week, we made it through headlines. A woman was arrested for setting fires in the Royals outfield at Kauffman Stadium. Not during a game, I hope.
No. This was like at 4 a.m.
Wow.
So like she what broke in and set some trash on fire in the outfield. Like, I don't know if it was like performance art or like...
Was it a dare?
Like a... it's a little on the nose with like the metaphor. Like, no, like, we get it. Yeah, the team's a garbage fire, and I get it.
But Kauffman Stadium isn't like downtown. She had to go out of her way to go there.
Yeah.
So there was intent there.
Yeah.
Premeditated.
It turns out she was a little bit inebriated.
That makes sense.
It makes a little more sense. Anyway, so just went and then set like three different little fires.
Is that a trend? Wasn't there a dumpster fire in New York not too long ago?
That was at City Field. There was an actual fire. Yeah, I know, right? The universal signs for these teams are like...
Well, if this starts to become a trend around baseball, I hope it does. That would be funny. That's funny.
That's a warning to all the White Sox fans and the Marlins
Tigers
fans.
Tigers
are not quite the garbage fire that... They have been able to beat up on the bad teams, the Tigers.
Yeah,
surprisingly.
Yeah, they've done okay. They've done okay. The Twins have been a disappointment.
Yes.
They think they... And Sano was sent down.
Yeah. He's hitting 200.
That was a shocker.
Yeah.
But he seemed to be okay with it. Like, I
have
to go
and
do some
work.
Yeah,
very cool response. Very cool response.
That was good. And maybe he'll be looking for some reporters to hit on down there.
Allegedly.
Moving on. Starting 9.
Yeah.
So for Pride Month,
yes,
9 players with gay-themed film names.
Yes.
Let's do this.
Okay. So I left out 2 because the names were just too truncated. I think they're really good gay-themed films. One is In-N-Out, which is one of the first from the 90s, right? It was
first,
the first sort of like, hey, this is not like totally weird that this is a lifestyle choice or whatever, right? Or a... not lifestyle choice. That sounds right, but like a lifestyle that people have, right?
Mm-hmm.
Or an orientation. That's probably the better word for me to use. Anyway, so and then there was my favorite one, which is a film called High Art, which had Ally Sheedy and
I remember that.
What's her name? Something Mitchell, Rana Mitchell. She was in Pitch Black with Anyway, but the names are too short for me to get. With other names, because it'd be like In and Mike Trout, and it just it's, I did that with
but
Get
you do
Out.
Have 9, right?
Yeah, boy, I got plenty.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, there's a lot of gay films, John. All right, so start off here. Brad Broke Brock Mountain.
Okay, got it.
Blue is the Warmest Colin Moran.
That's good.
Austin Hedges and the Angry Inch.
That is good.
Yeah.
That's the good one there.
Yeah. I love that film so much. Great rock musical, if you're into that sort of stuff. Anyway. Okay, here we go. Sean Moonlittle. Moonlight.
Yeah,
Moonlight. That's not very good. You, the Darvish girl. Instead of the Danish girl.
These are good.
The Greg Birdcage.
There you go. That was easy. That was probably the first one you did, right?
No. Brad Brokeback was the first one. Yeah. Matt Boyd's Don't Cry.
That's good.
Joe Adelphia. Philadelphia.
Joe Adelphia.
Yeah. Okay, this is a ridiculous one. Ioannisilla, Queen of the Cespedesert.
You had to pronounce that right.
Yeah.
So you did.
I rehearsed that one a couple of times. And the last one, Call Me By Your Brandon Nimmo.
Yeah, those are good. So will you be participating, supporting the parade this year in New York?
No, you know, we don't do parades.
You don't do parades?
Yeah.
Where's the parade in New York? Is it down Fifth Avenue?
You know, I know it starts down the Village and then it works its way up to Central Park, but I don't know which way it goes.
It's all,
I think it might go both ways.
<Dun-dun>. Oh boy! No, we will most likely. I think the parade goes right by our house.
So. Oh, great.
Yeah, we can't our apartment, so we can't miss it or parts of it. It's quite festive. We live up on Capitol Hill in Seattle, which is a large gay community up here. So it's very festive. The crosswalks in Cap Hill are rainbow colored.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, so we have that going for us.
Yeah, our neighborhood here is a very large gay community. It's awesome. Just up and down 10th and 9th. It's really great.
Good times will be had by all during Gay Pride Month, for sure. Okay, moving on. Last but not least, extra innings.
Yes.
Where we take a look outside of the baseball world. Not too much going on, not much on this list, although the second one is a catch-all for pretty much everything.
Yeah, so first off, there's the World Cup 2018.
Yes.
And the thing that I like the most about World Cup 2018 is that even though it says 2018 on it, I had no idea it was happening this year.
Yeah, I don't. I'm not a big soccer guy, so it's not something I think about, anticipate. Although, you know, we should be super excited because in 8 years, it's coming back to North America.
Did Donald Trump do it again? Did he make America great again?
Yeah, he made it. He did make it. Yeah. He kind of connected himself to it in some way, shape, or form.
Okay, so
to make
first
it look
of all,
like he was an influencer.
He denuclearizes North Korea and ends a 70-year war on the Korean Peninsula. Then he gets the World Cup. Well, for the sake of this joke I'm doing, let's say that he did.
Okay, gotcha.
Then he gets the World Cup. In North America, I'm telling you, this might be our greatest president.
Yeah. Well, at the rate we're going, though, we're going to need a border wall across the Canadian-U.S. border as well.
Yes.
Because that Trudeau is scumbag.
Well, you know, I'm telling you, Canadians are holding migrant children at the border as well. Let's be very clear. This is something that happens when people try to illegally immigrate to other countries. Is emigrate? Immigrate.
Going to is emigrate.
Right.
Coming, yeah.
It's a problem.
Emigrate from, immigrate to.
It's a problem for countries, desirable countries. Mm-hmm. It's awful. It's a terrible aspect of it all.
Or just border countries to countries in chaos.
Right. Like the United States.
Right.
like how Canada is bordered to the United States.
Before long, you're going to, you know, if we keep up at this rate, you're going to have people, you know, leaving the U.S.
No, they can't. They already tried, and Canada told them, go away. We don't want you here. I swear to God, that's the true story.
Really?
Yeah, like after Donald Trump was elected, a lot of people tried to go to emigrate to Canada, and they were like, no.
Not allowed.
Not allowed. Sorry.
Deal with it.
Deal. Go back to the United States.
We had
you can't
Rob
seek
Ford.
Political asylum.
We had Rob
you
Ford.
You live in the United
States.
Donald
Trump.
It's the greatest country in the world. Even Canada knows that.
Eh? So, yeah. So, the World Cup, have you watched anything yet?
I mean, it's been on in some places that I've dined.
You can't not see it, it's on everywhere. Television. Well, Seattle has become somewhat of a soccer town.
Okay.
Because the Sounders
because of the weed
huge. Well, because of all the lumbersexuals,
right?
For whatever reason, the lumbersexuals love soccer.
Yeah, it's a
It's
a second cousin to Eurotrash.
Right. So it's definitely, you know, when you see the people that are at the ML. I don't even know what it's called, Major League Soccer, if that's what it's called, at the MLS games, you're like, these are all millennials.
Right.
Who are more concerned about wearing their scarves and paraphernalia and doing the cheers than they are. They have, shouldn't say this, but I'm generalizing that most of the people or a lot of the people or some of the people that go to these games have no understanding of the strategic side of soccer. They're just there because it's an event.
Well, the thing that's hard to understand about soccer, really, is why anyone would watch it. That's the only hard part to figure out.
You and I are definitely on the same page. You and I are on the same page with that. I just there's not much about soccer that intrigues. I'll watch probably the semifinals and finals because it is a global event, so it's kind of fun.
Yeah.
But except for last World Cup, Germany defeated Brazil in the semifinals 7-1. So that wasn't very exciting.
And it was like 7 goals in like the first like minute and a half, too. Like
it seemed like it.
Yeah.
So your second item here is the world is a dumpster fire.
Yeah. So
is that a catch all for everything?
Well, normally it is. That's a evergreen tweet, as they say. Or an evergreen post. But I went in to look at, like, what are the entertainment stories and what are the other sports stories that we can get into? And it's just, like, it's just such a mess out there. And it's, like, I didn't want to go into any topics, so I decided to post that instead.
But you do have Kim Kardashian doing some good things, right? She's getting people pardoned.
Yeah, oddly.
That's pretty interesting.
My favorite aspect of the Kim Kardashian thing was that she went and met with Donald Trump, and it made a difference. And people made fun of her for going to talk to the president and for her not being politically blah, blah, blah. And then what does she know? Why celebrities shouldn't be allowed to go They should stay in their lane. And then, like, days later, these same people come out with in support of, well, John Legend has something to say about immigration. And, like, oh, okay. Okay, so I just want to make sure that the rules are there are no rules.
There are no rules, and if there's a chance to get my name in the headlines for publicity purposes, let me give it a shot.
Yeah, look, if a celebrity's main thing is that they draw interest, I love when celebrities bring interest to an area that does not have enough interest. I would love if a celebrity championed something like the veteran homeless situation that we have, and that's not people who are veterans at being homeless. That's like military veterans who are homeless in the United States, who should, of all the people who should always have a home and always have some sort of provided for. Like, these people serve the country, and I'm not saying they should just get a free ride for the rest of their lives, but these are the people that should be taken care of. The government is set up to take care of them, and it's just not doing it, which is one other thing. Like, why they want to put government in charge of more things in this country. Like, it's totally nuts. Look what they're doing at the border. That's the government. That's not Donald Trump. That's the government. Government does this stuff. Government's stupid.
Is that your cause?
What?
The government is stupid.
Government is stupid. Unfortunately, there seem to be less and less people who know that nowadays.
So the world is a
dumpster
fire.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's sad.
Yeah, and coming up next, Tune in to find the news and opinions that reinforce your biases on the next episode of your favorite mainstream media outlet.